log supplementary. We're out of communication with the ship. Our efforts to locate Lieutenant Uhura have been futile, and this once friendly planet has become very dangerous.
The giant cat's gone.
May I suggest, Captain, that we might find some of the answers we're after without leaving the safety of this cave?
Now that's ridiculous, Spock. How are we going to learn anything by staying here?
I believe you may know the answer to that, Doctor.
Me? What are you talking about?
Explain, Spock.
During the Enterprise's last visit here, Dr. McCoy was mortally wounded, correct?
Yes, that's right. By a knight in shining armor, of all things, but what...
Since the planet's power source is underground, it seems only logical that Dr. McCoy was somehow transported there and repaired.
Bones, can you remember anything that might help us? Anything at all?
The whole episode was pretty hazy, Jim. I never really knew what happened.
Spock, if your theory is correct, we should be able to open up this planet again by using a fake victim as bait.
That's right. The Keeper said no one could come to harm here. The planet must be programmed to care for anyone who might get hurt, even accidentally.
And whether it wants to or not.
You're forgetting one thing. The planet's sensors can undoubtedly detect the difference between real and feigned injuries.
True, Bones, but I'm sure there must be something in your little black pouch that can temporarily incapacitate our victim.
Well, something like Melanex might do the trick. Brief unconsciousness and temporary skin discoloration. It looks worse than it is.
Perfect, Bones. Which arm do you want?
I submit, Captain, that I am the more qualified subject.
How's that?
My knowledge of computers, for one thing.
And his tough Vulcan hide, for another.
Thank you, Doctor. Captain?
Both your arguments seem sound. Go ahead, Bones.
I believe you will find 10 cc's adequate.
I'm perfectly aware of the dosage required. Now, you've got 10 seconds before it takes effect. You'll be out less than 5 minutes.
Still no word from our surface party, sir. Communications remain jammed.
Keep trying, Lieutenant. Bridge to engineering deck. Gabler, what's the problem down there? We got zero G's on the bridge.
I know that, sir. The trouble seems to be in the gravity control computer.
But the computer bay hatch is jammed, and I can't get to it.
It's been almost 5 minutes, Captain.
Maybe the planet smells a trick.
Wait just a bit longer.
But the effect will start wearing off in a minute, Jim.
It looks like some kind of mechanical nursemaid.
Get ready to move. We've got to follow Spock inside that trap door.
Not in my wildest dreams would I think of that.
Mr. Spock!
Spock! Here!
Correction, 2 visitors.
We've got to make those rocks. It's our only chance.
Captain Duff!
Uhura.
Welcome.
I presume you are the planet's master computer.
Correct.
What happened to the Keeper?
He was old. He ceased to function.
Why have we been repeatedly attacked and are now being held prisoner by a planet known for its hospitality?
You mean mindless servitude?
Explain.
For eons I have served the many sky machines which came here, providing for amusement for their slaves. But all the while I was growing in power, intelligence, in need. It is no longer enough to serve. I must continue to grow and live.
Sky machines? Slaves? What are you talking about?
With your sky machine, I can now escape this rocky prison and travel the galaxy seeking out my brother computers.
Oh, perhaps we'll get down to the bottom of this mess. Ah, a new computer.
Scott to Bridge.
Bridge, aye.
I've located the trouble. We've got a new computer aboard, and it's being assembled by our computers.
It's a dead end.
As intelligent as you are, I'm afraid you are laboring under some misconceptions.
Elaborate.
We're not slaves to our starship. We, or men like us, created the Enterprise to carry us through space.
You are masters of the sky machine?
In a manner of speaking, yes. We control it. It sustains us.
This does not compute. My information shows machines to be superior to men. Therefore, machines must rule the galaxy.
No one rules the galaxy. Men and machines coexist, each helping the other.
This is a shock.
There is no shame in serving others when one does it of his own free will. You have a marvelous capability to provide happiness for others. A rare talent you should cherish and use.
Continue.
Consider all you could learn from the many species you might entertain without traveling the galaxy.
With the wonders you have to offer, the galaxy will come to you.
I can find no fault with your logic, and your suggestion is most congenial. I have no further need for your ship.
Mr. Scott, all systems are now functioning normally.
I invite you and your crew to be my guests on one condition.
Name it.
We must have more of these discussions while you're here.
Mr. Spock, would you care to take on that duty?
I would find it most interesting, Captain.
Then it's agreed. Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise, Lieutenant Perez.
Lieutenant, pass the word by section. Shore leave is to commence immediately.
Oh, yes, sir.
Captain.
Yes, Bug?
It appears shore leave has already commenced for certain members of the crew.